The Kickoff with Steve Huthersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Right, this week is National Apprentice Week and the David Campbell Soccer School are doing something very special to mark it. Let's find out a bit more about the week and what it means and the details of it with David himself. Morning, David.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for your company. So, quick synopsis of the David Campbell Soccer School for anyone who doesn't know about it.
Yeah, well, basically, we've been running programs across Merseyside now for young people aged 16 to 19 for over 20 years. And on our last recent inspection, we were judged to be the best course of its type in the United Kingdom, mostly for the fact that we offer opportunities not only for the courses, but that actually directs leads into jobs for young people. And we're absolutely delighted that this is National Apprentice Week. And as a former apprentice myself, we're absolutely delighted that we've been given funding for 75 sports apprentices between the age of 16 to 18 or 19 plus. This is open to men and women. Uniquely, it will lead to jobs for these young people. And we're absolutely very proud, and I say, Steve, and also very delighted to receive the funding to help young people across Merseyside. And I think your previous song, The Time of Your Life, is very apt and a great way to lead this in, because, you know, apprenticeships can lead to opportunities. And with a company like ourselves, with David Campbell Soccer, we can open doors all across, not just in the UK, but across the world now, which we've proven very successfully over the last 20 years with what we've done. So absolutely delighted, and I think it's brilliant that we can have an opportunity to chat to your listeners about this.
Yeah, give us an idea of the opportunities and the paths that some of your apprenticeships have followed.
Since we started in 1999, 2000, we've now got young people, my God, all over the world, not just in the UK, who are now maybe actually running their own businesses, who are actually working with football clubs in different countries, academy directors, heads of recruitment, scouts, coaches, people who have gone into the sports industry, maybe on the marketing side, on the finance side, the PR side. And it's crazy. The sports industry is very, very different when that's inside my apprenticeship many, many years ago. Mm. And there's so many opportunities now. But I think the key to it is how well they're trained. And my understanding of it, Steve, I don't think there's very few in the country in the UK that have got our international backgrounds or employer backgrounds or qualifications. And the way we can mentor young people, perhaps how I was mentored many, many years ago. And we're trying to just help them get that first foot in the ladder, but the most important bit, it will lead to jobs for them, and that's the absolute key for it. And so hopefully, if any of your parents or guardians or young ones are listening, you know, we're looking for very motivated, very, very, you've got a passion for sport, and my God, we'll help them follow the dream that I've had for the last many, many years in sport. And it's a fantastic industry to be in, and there's so many opportunities now in sport.
Yeah, because sometimes I think at a certain age, you've got no idea how to access an industry like sport. So it's something you look at and you just think, well, it just looks like something you have to have a bit of luck to be involved in. But this is a door that can open for anyone, really.
Absolutely. Well, I think when I first came to England many, many years ago, people said, oh, you know, it's going to be very difficult. But I think it's very important as well, Steve, who can open those first doors. And I think we've proven over many, many years that we can unlock the key. Because it's all about contacts as well. And we have developed a fantastic network of contacts across the world now. And it's very proud when we sometimes bring our former students back and they mentor the students and talk to the current students about the opportunities. And of course, all these young people we've trained over the last 20 years, they're, as we mentioned before, they're now in a position of authority all around the world. And every year they're looking for new people to come into the industry. And the best bit, it's open to boys and girls, or males, females. It's open to, but they have to have a passion. And the fact as well that they're going to get paid to learn. My word, just brilliant. And then that can lead to job opportunities. And the fact that we've got so many, I think it's quite unique that David Campbell Soccer has got 75 potential sports apprenticeships this year. That's fantastic for some young people across Merseyside. And we look forward now to the recruitment of them, to interviewing them and helping them find, you know, sports brilliant. Whether it be the football side or the sports industry, there are so many opportunities, and we're very, very proud to give this opportunity to young people on Merseyside.
Yeah, guide them on a path. Let's just reflect on your apprenticeship. Things were a little bit different back then, weren't they, David? Football's always had that connection with apprenticeships, though.
I was brought in a two-year apprenticeship. I left Ireland to join Nottingham Forest under Brian Clough for 2 years, and very, very briefly, I hope none of my worst apprentice story was when I was asked to make the tea for the first team. We were playing Manchester United. It was one of my first jobs. I was in a big tea urn. And unfortunately, I decided to put all the tea bags, all the milk, all the sugar in the big tea urn and serve it to the first team players before the Man United game. Needless to say, I took some stick for that for a youngster afterwards. Oh. And I think it maybe poisoned the first teamers. But apprenticeships can lead, you know, they can lead to opportunities. Clough was a brilliant mentor for us. Martin O'Neill was a brilliant mentor. You know, some of those fabulous first team players. And what we're trying to do with this opportunity now for these young people in Merseyside is to help them. And you're right, Steve, it is difficult sometimes to look, what am I going to do at 15, 16 years of age, or even if you're 19 years plus. And so we've proven we've got a track record to help them. And I say, I had a fantastic apprenticeship. It prepared me, not just as a sport professional, but also I think it prepared me how to handle yourself and conduct yourself. And Clough used to say one thing to us, he says, manners cost nothing. And being polite to people and be respectful. And I think that's something which we believe strongly in. And I think, well, I'm proof it does work, you know what I mean? So you don't always have to be the most talented or gifted, which I wasn't. But if you've got a passion and you've got a work ethic, my God, doors will open. And we hope to help those young people. Maybe some are listening today. Maybe some will hear about this later. And all they have to do is contact www.davidcampbellsoccer.com or our telephone number is 0151-474-8811. Call or go on the email, drop us an email, and we'll be recruiting over the next few weeks. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's fantastic for them.
Great, get involved. And David does know how to make a brew now, by the way, just in case you want to meet him at some point. David, it's brilliant. Congratulations and best of luck with it. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Just head to the website to find out a bit more. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Kickoff. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.